Behind the Trades, Dion Mitchell's Approach to Trading Options, by Dion Mitchell.
It was a rainy Tuesday in late October, back in 2007, when I found myself at the Chicago Board of Trade's Education Center, there to deepen my understanding of the markets. Yet, as the raindrops played a rhythmic cadence against the windows, my focus drifted away from the trading screen. Outside, the city was a blur of rain, each droplet distorting the bustling scene into a watercolor of urban life. Lost in this mesmerizing view, I barely noticed when Lan Turner, my mentor and the closest thing I had to a teacher in this cutthroat world of trading, approached. With his sharp, enigmatic demeanor that was as intriguing as it was slightly intimidating, he leaned over, pulling me back to reality, and asked, "Ever heard of options trading, Dion?" His tone laced with the thrill of a challenge and the wisdom of experience. Lan Turner wasn't much older than me at the time, but his presence always commanded respect, much like the key character from a John Grisham novel, enigmatic, astute, and always three steps ahead. "Do you ever feel like you're playing chess with only half the pieces?" His question caught me somewhat off guard, but as I pondered it, I realized he was hinting that something was missing from my current trading strategy. This moment marked the beginning of my journey into options trading. Lan introduced me to this new world with practical examples and theoretical insights. His distinctive method of simplifying complex concepts truly captivated me. Lan had a knack for unraveling the intricacies of options trading, presenting them in a unique and intuitive way. He could distill the essence of complex strategies into clear, manageable, and simple ideas, making the formidable world of options seem so much more accessible and less daunting. As I delved into his teachings, I remember oscillating between feeling overwhelmed and utterly fascinated. Each session was like peeling back layers of a mystery, revealing the core principles in a way that was both enlightening and inspiring. His approach was not just about imparting knowledge. It was about changing the way I perceived and thought about the markets. This shift in perspective was crucial, as it laid the groundwork for the deep understanding and strategic thinking that would become the hallmark of my new approach to trading. But his simple question sparked a curiosity in me that I hadn't felt since my first day of trading. Something was alluring about how he framed options, a world filled with possibilities, risks, and rewards that seemed to stretch beyond the boundaries of traditional trading. As I explored this new realm, I realized that options, while often mentioned in the same breath as stocks and futures, are fundamentally a different beast. Each operates in its own unique way, offering distinct advantages and carrying particular risks. My journey to understand these differences wasn't just about mastering new trading instruments. It was a voyage of self-discovery, pushing my boundaries and learning to thrive in uncertainty. In this article, I invite you to walk with me through the high-stakes, adrenaline-pumping world of trading. We'll unravel the mysteries of stocks, options, and futures, exploring how they differ and why these differences matter. From the nerve-wracking moments of day trading and making split-second decisions to the triumphant highs of successful options trades, this narrative aims to enlighten and inspire. Whether you're a seasoned trader or a curious new onlooker, there's a thrill for everyone. So, fasten your seatbelts and prepare for a journey through the twists and turns through the world of trading, where every decision can be as suspenseful as the climax of a legal thriller. Welcome to the world of options through my eyes, Dion Mitchell. The real turning point in my understanding came when, under Lan's guidance, I executed my first options trade. It was a simple call option based on a well-thought-out market prediction. The thrill of watching the option's value fluctuate with the market movements was exhilarating. It was akin to discovering a new superpower, one that allowed me to harness market trends in ways I hadn't imagined possible before. As I dove deep into options trading, I started realizing its potential. It wasn't just about buying calls in uptrends and puts and down, but crafting intricate strategies to capitalize on market stability, volatility, and even sideways movements. Realizing that options could be used not just for speculation, but also for hedging existing positions opened my eyes to a whole new spectrum of trading. This revelation was empowering. I soon began to embrace the intricacies of options trading, finding beauty in its complexity and excitement in its potential. The world of options was no longer a daunting labyrinth of risks and jargon, but a landscape brimming with opportunities and challenges. During this phase of my journey, I transformed from a cautious observer into an active participant. Each trade, each strategy added to my understanding and appreciation of my powerful new trading tool. Understanding options. The basics options trading, at its core, is about choices and possibilities. Imagine standing at a crossroads where each path represents a different future for an underlying asset, such as a stock. An option is essentially a key that gives you the right to choose one path or the other, but not the obligation. Here's how I think about options. There are two primary types, call options and put options. A call option is like holding a golden ticket that allows me to buy an asset at a predetermined price within a specific time frame. This ticket becomes valuable if the asset's market price soars above my locked-in purchase price. Conversely, a put option is akin to having an escape hatch that lets me sell an asset at a specified price, regardless of how low the market price falls. Options are contractual agreements, but unlike a straight-up stock or futures purchase, they offer the flexibility to walk away if the market doesn't move in your favor. This flexibility is a significant part of the allure of options trading. The cost of this flexibility is the option premium, a fee we pay for the privilege of having the choice, much like buying a movie ticket. We have the choice to go see the movie, but not the obligation. The allure of options. What drew me to options trading, which continues to fascinate me today, is their incredible versatility. Unlike stocks or futures, where you're locked into a contract to buy or sell an asset at a predetermined price, options provide the ability to tailor strategies to any market outlook, whether bullish, bearish, or neutral. Options trading is like playing a multifaceted game of chess. Each move, whether it's buying a call, selling a put, or constructing complex multi-leg strategies, opens a world of possibilities. You can design strategies that profit from market upswings, downswings, and even periods of little to no movement. This flexibility to adapt to any market condition is not just exciting, it's empowering. Moreover, options provide a level of leverage that can amplify returns. You can control a significant amount of the underlying asset with a relatively small investment, the premium. This leverage must be used judiciously, as it can amplify losses as well, but it opens the door to opportunities requiring significantly more capital in other forms of trading. The beauty of options lies in their ability to cater to different risk appetites. They can be used to speculate with a high-risk, high-reward approach or to hedge and protect existing positions, offering a safety net in volatile markets. This dual nature makes options a versatile tool in any trader's arsenal. My initial foray into options trading was driven by curiosity, but it was the depth, flexibility, and strategic complexity that transformed that curiosity into a lasting passion. The thrill of options on futures. In the world of trading, options and futures often dance in the same ballroom, yet they follow different rhythms. The best way to illustrate this is through a narrative from my own trading journey, one that starkly highlights their contrasting natures. It was during the early days of my foray into options, Take, for instance, a time when the crude oil market was highly volatile, and I had purchased several long contracts in the futures market. However, Land's insistence on the importance of risk management rang in my ears, so I bought several put options. I recalled a lesson from Land where he likened risk management in trading to auto insurance. In options trading, the premium paid for the option is like an insurance policy. If the market turns against us, our loss is limited to the deductible in this analogy, the difference between where we entered the market long and where we purchased our put. While any additional losses are then covered by the profits from the option, when paying our car insurance, we don't lament the monthly premiums just because we didn't have to make a claim, which would imply an accident. This strategic use of options for risk limitation has become a cornerstone of my trading. Within weeks, crude oil took a sharp downturn. My portfolio suffered significant losses, but the put options I purchased soared in value. This strategic move effectively insulated my overall position from a substantial financial blow. It was a profound lesson on the importance of hedging and risk management, a lesson that was as thrilling as it was educational. Risk management is not just a protective strategy, it's an integral part of a trader's arsenal. Whether trading options, where the risk can be limited to the premium paid, buying into a stock, or a futures contract where the risk can be much higher. Understanding and managing risk is about anticipating twists, preparing for the unexpected, and ensuring that the story has a favorable ending, regardless of the market's unpredictable nature. Realizing the power of Delta. The climax of my trading story occurred when I discovered the transformative power of Delta in options trading. This was my eureka moment, a revelation that completely changed my approach to trading. Delta, in the world of options, is akin to a compass guiding a ship through the tumultuous sea of the market. It represents the rate at which the price of an option changes relative to a one-point movement in the price of the underlying asset. In simpler terms, Delta indicates how much the value of an option is expected to increase or decrease with every dollar movement in the underlying stock. To illustrate, imagine Delta as the sensitivity of an option to the movements of the stock it's based on. If an option has a Delta of 0.5, it means that for every $1 change in the stock price, the option's value will change by 50 cents. This little number, seemingly innocuous, became the cornerstone of my trading strategy. The pivotal point came during a particularly volatile market phase. I had a portfolio of diverse options, and it was becoming increasingly challenging to predict how each would react to market changes. That's when Land Turner introduced me to the strategic use of Delta. He showed me how to interpret Delta not just as a measure of price sensitivity, but as a tool for predicting the likelihood of an option ending in the money. Understanding Delta transformed my approach to options trading. Instead of merely speculating on the direction in which the market would move, I began to incorporate Delta into my strategy, selecting options with the right Delta values that aligned with my market predictions and risk tolerance. For instance, in a bullish market, I look for call options with a higher Delta, indicating a greater likelihood of profitable movement with the stock. Conversely, in bearish conditions, options with lower delta values became my go-to, as they are less sensitive to negative movements in the stock's price. This approach allowed me to tailor my options portfolio with a more nuanced understanding of risk and potential reward. It was no longer about making blanket predictions. It was about making calculated, informed decisions based on the behavior of Delta. This knowledge enhanced my ability to profit in favorable conditions and helped me mitigate losses during market downturns. In essence, realizing Delta's power was a defining moment in my trading career. It elevated my strategies from simple speculation to informed, data-driven decision-making, much like a seasoned lawyer using critical evidence to turn the tide in a high-stakes legal battle. Personal growth and lessons learned. As my trading journey moves forward, it's essential to reflect on the personal growth and the invaluable lessons learned along the way. Trading, particularly in options and futures, has been more than just a profession. It's been a constant learning, adapting, and evolving journey. Reflective insights. One of the most profound insights gained is the understanding that trading is not merely about financial gain, but about the discipline of the mind and the management of emotions. The markets are unpredictable, often volatile, and always challenging. Learning to navigate them requires not just technical knowledge, but also psychological resilience. The highs and lows in trading are akin to the suspenseful twists in a novel. They test your patience, strategy, and ability to stay calm under pressure. Key lessons. Among the most important lessons learned is the significance of risk management. In stocks, futures, and options trading, risk management is not just a part of the strategy. It is the strategy. Each decision, each trade, and each investment must be weighed not just for its potential profit, but also for the risk it carries. This approach has instilled in me a sense of prudence and respect for the markets. Another critical lesson is the importance of adaptability. The markets are ever-changing, and a strategy that works today may not work tomorrow. Being successful in trading means being flexible, continuously learning, and being willing to adjust strategies in response to market dynamics. Lastly, the journey underscored the value of mentorship and collaboration. Learning from Lan Turner and interacting with other traders provides me with a perspective that is instrumental in shaping my trading approach. It taught me that while trading can be solitary, the knowledge and experiences shared within my trading community are invaluable. As my story nears its conclusion, these reflections and lessons form the essence of my trading philosophy. They are not just strategies for financial success, but guiding principles for personal and professional growth in this unpredictable and exhilarating world. The moral of the story. As we reach the conclusion of this narrative, much like the final pages of a John Grisham thriller where the plot resolves and the lessons emerge, it's time to distill the essence of my trading adventure. My journey into options and futures trading has been more than a series of financial transactions. It's a journey of discovery, learning, and personal development. The key takeaways from my adventure are many, but here are five. 1. Understanding is key. Mastery of concepts like delta in options trading can transform your approach from speculative to strategic. 2. Risk management is crucial. Whether in stocks or futures, understanding and managing risks is not just part of the strategy. It is the strategy. 3. Flexibility and adaptability. The markets are ever-changing, and success lies in adaptability and responsiveness to these changes. 4. The power of mentorship. Learning from experienced traders can provide invaluable insights and accelerate your learning curve. 5. Psychological resilience. Trading is as much a mental game as a financial one, requiring patience, discipline, and emotional control. To those readers intrigued by the world of options trading, I encourage you to continue your exploration of these fascinating markets. There's a wealth of opportunity waiting for those willing to put in the time to learn and understand. Remember, every expert was once a beginner. Start with the basics, seek knowledge, and don't hesitate to ask for guidance. Parting wisdom. As a parting piece of wisdom for aspiring traders, I leave you with this thought. Trading is not just about pursuing profit. It's a journey that tests and builds character. It teaches applicable lessons beyond the trading floor, about decision-making, managing uncertainty, and continuous learning. In the trading world, every challenge is an opportunity for growth, every loss a lesson, and every success a testament to perseverance and strategy. Embrace the journey with curiosity, resilience, and an open mind.
Dion Mitchell is a part-time trader, Lanterner's President's Club member, and contributing writer to Pitt News Magazine. Mr. Williams is a retired aeronautical space engineer from Lockheed Martin Skunk Works,